Hey, sweetie, where's your dad? Oh, shoot. Do you know when he'll be back? I was trying to unwind for the night, and my hot water heater seems to be on the fritz. I'm not a very handy person, and... You've been off at college for a while. A lot of things have been happening around here. My husband is no longer my husband. But I got the house. That's far too big for me to handle. Oh well, guess I'll have to settle for just a bottle of wine tonight. You don't have to come help me. Truly, I'll wait till your dad gets back. I should have called before I came over. I'm hardly even dressed properly. Okay, honey. If you insist. So, how's grad school? I bet it's hard. I always wanted to go back to school, but life took me down another path. I suppose I could always sign up for a few classes here and there. I'd say I would bump into you, but I bet your classes are far more advanced than I could muster. I remember how often your mother would brag about all of your accomplishments. My son is going to be the most eligible bachelor in town. A mother's love is something, isn't it? I'm so glad my kids were out of the house before the divorce. I'm grateful they understood, but I did raise him with strong empathy skills. I'm sorry, that was probably arrogant of me. You're very kind. If you'll follow me, the water heater's close by. I can bring you a drink or a snack. Of course I can keep you company. I really should go on the YouTube and look up some of those tutorials my daughters are always talking about. Get myself a nicer looking toolkit than the one that was left behind. I've been told there are more ergonomic tools in brighter colors. Well, that seemed quite simple, didn't it? I'm sorry for wasting your time. I'm sure I could have figured that out. I'm still happy to make you a snack, or we can get out of my garage into the kitchen. You're all grown up. Humble and caring. Your girlfriend's a very lucky girl. No girlfriend. Before you left again, we all figured you'd be married by now. There was even a poll about your engagement date for a couple of years. How has a girl not swooped you up yet? So how many girls do you casually see? That isn't that many. And you don't have to settle down. Some of us do that too quickly. But none of these girls have made you feel like you should go a bit deeper? Into the relationship, I mean. There's no need to be bashful, sweetie. I'm sure you get enough of these questions from your mother. I'll leave you alone. I know we haven't spoken in some time, and here I am with a never-ending list of questions. Just know that if you need someone to listen, I'm here. I'm sorry, what? The girls you like tell you you aren't dominant enough? Well, that is peculiar. I'm aware that girls your age are more sexually free, and I support that 100%, but you shouldn't feel bad about this critique. I have several books I can lend you that will help you. Or we could talk about it, if you aren't afraid of telling your scary old neighbor about it. I'm not scary. I guess you're right. I am old, though. I always thought maybe you did think I was scary, because you rarely came around much after a while. Not even to see my daughters. I thought maybe you fancied one of them. You had a crush on me? Well, now you're just saying things to make me feel better. Nevertheless, it is sweet. It's flattering. I guess those Pilates classes have been worth it after all. It is a shame those girls won't just guide you. You know, in the bedroom. A good partnership requires good communication. If something isn't working, you have to speak up, and sometimes take matters into your own hands. Especially if they have someone like you. You're a hard worker, and handsome. You deserve to be appreciated. Oh, I don't know if I can show you. I think that might be inappropriate. I know you're of age, but you really should be taken care of by a girl your age. Yes, you've tried that, but... Well, I suppose if this is educational in nature, I do feel some responsibility to make sure you're equipped for your next worthy partner. It's going to take a while for the water heater to heat up. How about we talk through a few things and see how that goes? Does that sound okay? Super. All right, well, I think we should start with kissing. I know this is basic, but you can build a lot of desire with kissing. For example, a kiss on the lips is a good start. Just a simple press. Yeah, it can be very tempting to just lean in and get messy. But you want to start slow. And gradually, over time, you want your partner to feel overwhelmed with how much you want them. You get my meaning. Well, okay, come here. So, hold me like you might want to kiss me. Hand on the small of the back. Place your other hand behind my neck. And hold me firmly. But don't yank. Or a grip, not yet. Yes, eye contact is good. So you would be here. And start with one kiss. Oh, that was quite nice. After a few of those, you increase the intensity. Oh.
Hold me closer. Yes. Tongue is nice. Yes.
You're a very fast learner. Now, try and do that without any instruction from me. Hold firmly, and then increase intensity. Well, I don't think kissing is the problem. Now, as you progress through the foreplay, ideally you have a conversation beforehand, but it's very hard to talk about those things, so some girls like a hard dom to order them to their knees. And some like a softer touch. You can always have gentle encouragement, like, your pretty mouth needs to be around my cock. Really, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Now, if you're dealing with a brat, I don't know if I can help you with that. I'm always a very good girl. So, encourage me to get down on my knees and suck your cock. That's good. Now, you may have a girl that wants to call you daddy or sir or master. Best to check that before you go a little too far. The wrong title can scare a good little girl off. And now, as a submissive, I could be motivated by pleasing you, by being told what to do, by being used. And from the way you're describing these girls, they may not tell you. They may not know. So you'll have to anticipate what motivates them. But you should also get comfortable with asking. Oh, you don't need to ask what motivates you. This isn't a job interview. But you can ask about needs. You could say, do you need me to use your throat? Is that what you want? Get her to speak to you and beg for what she needs. What do I need? Well, I haven't tasted a cock in I don't know how many months. Sure, I've had, you know, the odd suitor. Especially when it got out that I was getting divorced, but your cock right here, and the scent of it, and how hard you are. I just want to take my time and look up at you and see how pleased you are with using my mouth. Is that okay with you? It's a good opportunity to encourage your partner. Tell me how skilled my mouth is. How good it makes you feel. Use your hands. I want you to fuck my face. Tell me to beg. Fuck my face. I need it. I want to taste your cock. Back in my throat. Oh, well done. Good check-ins. Check-ins are good. Yes, you can. About your partner. And that's what a good dominant partner does. What else? Well, you could put me on display. Will you please help me up? Thank you. Now, tell me to bend over this counter and tell me that you want to see how turned on I've been getting
from tasting your cock. Of course. As you can see, I'm quite aroused by our lesson here. Commenting on how wet I am and being proud of that and proud of me. That'll make your partner feel so good about how they're performing for you. Ownership is another area that could turn your partner on. Being possessive of my pussy. Pulling my panties down and tasting me. Indulging in my pussy like it's there just for your pleasure. Go on. Yes, my panties are sticking to me. Your cock, it's just too perfect. Now spank me and tell me to say it louder. Oh, your cock makes me so wet. I need more, please. It's perfect. Yes, you taste so good. You fit so well in my mouth. Please give me more. Hold my hand down onto this counter and fuck me. Now give me what I want, please. Fuck. Oh, how on earth are these girls saying no to this cock? Oh, God, that feels so good. Don't be afraid to hold my hand down, just as I asked. Oh, yes, like that. Fuck. Oh, yes, I can spread my legs so you can get deeper. Don't stop. Oh, you're getting me so close. Oh, that's it. Yes, that's it. Keep going. Ugh. You are very good. I hope that improves your future endeavors. I'd be happy to draw you a bath. Maybe we can take one together. Yes, let's clean you up. Follow me. I did do a remodel just before I got the house to myself. There are a couple of spouts, so it'll fill up even faster now. There we go. And yeah. The water's heating up. I can't thank you enough. I mean, I will once we get into the bath. Oh, while this fills up, I'll go grab the snacks, since we didn't have any. We can be bad and eat them in the bath. My house, my rules. That filled up nicely. Here, have a bite. Good, right? We can get in now. I really needed that. You made my night so much more exciting. And you were so sweet about it all. Come here, and I'll clean you up. I'm gonna reach lower now. But don't worry, I'm just cleaning. There. It's nice being this close to you. What a way to end your summer. In the bath with your neighbor. If you want to, you can nap on me. All of the bubbles make this so nice. I may drift too. You did wonderfully tonight. And I want you to tell me if any of these girls give you trouble. I would always be able to demonstrate as I did tonight, but I'm always happy to listen.